So, aye, what are the thoughts after that?
It's a tough game. Tough game as we expected. Airdrie are a good side. As you've seen last year, the way the sort of run they went on pre-Christmas and get themselves into second place, challenging Cove. We knew it was going to be a difficult game. It's a team that's played together for a while now, and they caused us some problems at times, but we still felt we created enough chances to win the game ourselves. And obviously the bit at the end there is some mistake from the referee, and it's obviously kind of cost us 2 points, but again we had plenty of chances before that to actually take advantage and win it outright ourselves.
What was it that happened at the end?
Nothing. The goalkeeper comes and misjudges it. They've got an unbelievable angle there from the GoPro and the goals, and if that's a foul, then you're as well stopping football. It's a mistake, and I think the ref said himself after it that he had to make a decision. I don't know why he felt he had to make a decision, but he did, and it's one that was wrong, but we move on.
We've been early, it seems.
He did, yeah. It was almost, I don't know. Sometimes when a goalie misses a ball, they automatically think it must have been a foul, and he's got it wrong, which happens in football, so we move on.
Who's the foul against? That's the last question on it.
I'm not sure. I think the nearest one to him was Lewis McCann, but again, Lewis doesn't jump into him. He doesn't do anything, really. So, yeah, the referee's definitely called it wrong, but it's going to happen a lot over the season. Our players make bad decisions, as coaches you make bad decisions, and it's part of football. But it feels a wee bit a sore one that it's happened right at the end of the game when we could have got the 3 points.
It was some start to the game, though.
It was, yeah. First 6-7 minutes, we probably could have been 2-3 nothing up. And the game started really well. We're moving the ball into wide areas, getting crosses into the box. And again, we've got to be taking advantage of them. It seems to be something that we're doing a lot. Each game we're creating loads of chances and we're getting shots on target, which is positive because the guys are getting themselves into these areas. But hopefully as the week's gone, the players start getting a bit more confident, we can start actually turning those chances into goals, and when you do that you make games a lot more comfortable than what they've been. Yeah, but again the cross comes in a little bit easy. We don't really deal with the back, but sometimes you hold your hands up and say it's an unbelievable strike from the boy who I thought was excellent on the day. We've only conceded one goal now in the league, and obviously you don't like conceding goals, but I felt a reaction after we conceded it because, say, we've not been in that position yet, and after last season, the sort of run the club had been on, that you worry when you do concede a goal, the reaction, but I thought it was excellent, and I felt we finished the game stronger after that. And said Todorov's had a chance with plenty of balls in the box, and obviously the disallowed goal as well. So pleased with the reaction to it, obviously disappointed with the manner the goal went in.
Josh Edwards' long throws proved to be quite
a
dangerous.
That is, yeah. If you've got a throw like that, then it would be silly not to use it. So it's something that we've been working on. Especially when you've got like Todorov, Lewis McCann when he comes on, and centre backs when they come up as well, that you've got that height, physicality, go and challenge for it. And we get one goal out of it, should have had two, so yeah, we'll keep working at that.
No Craig Whiting today, is he okay?
He's just struggling a little bit with his knee. It's nothing serious, it's something he just has to take a couple of weeks rest and he'll be fine. He's, to be fair to him, he's been playing through a lot of pain the beginning of the season, and it's maybe hampered these performances, but as a staff and stuff, with the size of the squad, we know he's been struggling and we've been asking him to go out and perform, and it's now got to the stage where he needs to just let it settle for a couple of weeks, but he'll be back fine. It's nothing long term.
And Tim Mahara, is he okay?
Yeah, again, it was just a knock. He slid into the challenge up there, and I think it was just a bang in his knee, so a little bit of fluid in the knee, but again, it's not something that we think is going to keep him out for any length of time.
Nice one.
Yep. Well, cheers, guys.
Thank you.